Starting today, bump stocks are illegal across the United States. For those who don't remember, bump stocks are the firearm attachment that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire bullets in long, rapid, continuous bursts. They make guns even more powerful and deadlier. Bump stocks came under scrutiny after a gunman used them to kill 58 people from his hotel room in Las Vegas in the fall of 2017. And in December 2018, the Trump administration issued a rule banning the firearm accessory. That law is now in effect. It's the first federal gun control of any kind in years. But enforcing the ban will be a challenge. Matt Vasilagambros is a staff writer for Stateline, a new service funded by the Pew Charitable Trust. Welcome to the show, Matt.
It's a pleasure being with you.
So how common are bump stocks?
They're not very common, and that's what the challenge is going to be for law enforcement officials and others in the government who are looking to get rid of this device. There's about 500,000 nationwide, and that's just an estimate. There's no paper trail, and there's really no hard data on where or who has these devices.
And how is the federal government actually planning to enforce this ban if they don't know who has them and how many there really are?
It's going to be an honor system. So like in other states that have tried to ban bump stocks, officials are going to rely on people turning it in themselves or destroying it themselves. And so officials aren't really going to know truly when the bump stocks are destroyed or not. Really, people are going to find out who has bump stocks if there are massive gun arrests or there are unrelated domestic violence charges and police come up upon these devices in homes. Really, it's going to be served as kind of a tack-on charge, but a pretty hefty charge regardless. It's going to be a felony and carry quite a hefty punishment with it.
Now, there have been some states that have already banned bump stocks after the Las Vegas shooting. How are those states doing? And are those bans similar to the federal ban?
So 12 states have passed their own bump stock bans, many of which happened after that horrific shooting in Las Vegas in 2017. But they also face their own challenges. When I was reporting this story several months ago, it had been a few months since New Jersey had implemented their bump stock ban. And when I asked state police how many people had actually turned in their bump stocks, they responded with zero. So, you know, it's been a challenge for state authorities, to say the least, to round up these bump stocks, to trust people that they're destroying the property. But that's a tough ask when you're telling people to destroy something that they might have spent between $180 and $400. Some states are trying to fix that through a incentive. They're going to pay you to turn in your bump stock. In Washington state, they're paying citizens up to $150 to turn in their bump stock. And in Delaware, state officials are paying up to $100 for people to turn in their bump stock. So they're giving a bit of a financial incentive.
What's the reaction been from gun rights activists and from gun control activists? I imagine it's pretty split down the middle to this.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, gun rights activists and gun control activists both acknowledged to me on separate occasions that it is going to be a challenge to enforce. Virtually unenforceable is what the gun rights activists told me. Another aspect other than the usual talking points around the gun debate, which Second Amendment advocates would say, you know, that you're taking away their rights, they would also say that you're taking away their property. And that adds another difficult aspect to this.
Matt Vasilagambros is a staff writer for Stateline. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.